O brothers and sisters in Christ, in this Holy Week, unlike any other Holy Week we've experienced, let us pray. O God, be with us and guide us as we seek to follow Jesus in this strange time. Let this time be in conversation with your message of Holy Scripture and the life of Jesus, that we may see how we shall live now, even now, and follow where he leads. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, greetings, friends. Today we stand at the threshold of Holy Week, unlike any other Holy Week we've experienced, as across the world we all shelter in place during this period of trying to stave off the rampant infection of the coronavirus. It has been a season of Lent unlike any other Lent, as we have given up things we never thought before were the things we might give up or fast from. And we've done so not only for our own sake, but for the sake of others. It's a strange time for a triumphal entry into Jerusalem or any city where the streets are quieter than usual. But here we are, crossing over that threshold on this day that marks the beginning of our movement into the heart of the Christian story, the entry of Jesus Christ into the life of the city and the place of religious and political power to face refusal, betrayal, denial, and death head on, to give himself completely to those he loved and to the whole world, to be crucified and die, and then to rise again. Today is a day in the life of the human city where humanity regularly acts out its parades and plays that reveal just what we are as humans and just what all of our systems amount to. And what are we? We are a people eager to do the right thing, but easily get tugged this way and that by all the things that grab our fickle nature, and easily overzealous for our own self-protection and security. A people driven so easily by passions and impulses and the winds of the world around us. Even during this time of sheltering in place, we see fickleness and zealousness and indifference at play. People, even churches, and sheriff's offices, and governors, and state legislators, defying orders and pressing to trust their own skepticism over the wise counsel of others. Churches gathering in a trust that God will protect them from infection, and not caring enough for those around them to think that maybe this is a time of fasting that is called for, thus succumbing to the temptation to put the Lord their God to the test. And the winds of intensity blow across the internet, stoking impulses. Jesus enters the city at any time, and he is raised up by those in the city, and he is cast down and driven out and murdered by those in the city. And here it is. Here's the thing. It is a choice that he makes. It is a path freely chosen. Jesus willfully and intentionally chose this path. Now, tucked away between our readings today from Matthew's gospel, between the cries of Hosanna at the beginning of the service and the cries of crucify him in the Passion Gospel reading, is this amazing, powerful, poetic passage about Jesus from Paul's letter to the Philippians. This passage captures the whole intentional movement of Jesus through Holy Week, and not only through Holy Week, but through his whole life as God with us, God in human flesh and blood. And even beyond this, as the very core of who God the Son is. In Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, we find the God who willingly becomes empty, pours everything out. emptying himself, humbling himself, not just passively, not just giving in to the forces around him, but facing willingly forward along a path that was leading into the threat of betrayal, injustice, denial by friends, cruelty by people in power, denial of responsibility by the powerful, savageness, suffering, and death. Willingly, intentionally, emptying himself for all whom he encountered. This time of emptying ourselves a bit. This is a time of emptying ourselves, just a bit. It's not a path we've chosen right now to shelter in place, to withdraw from others for their own sake and for our sake. It is, though, a path we choose to follow for the sake of others and not just for our own sake. Please, friends, meditate with me on this. Let this time open up just a bit of a picture of what it means to empty ourselves for the sake of others in a new and surprising way that we had never expected. Because whether it calls for radical action or for radical quieting, whatever surprising turn it takes, our call is to empty ourselves, to pour ourselves out. So this is a taste, too, of what it means to follow Jesus. Jesus empties himself willingly and gives himself intentionally over to the ugliness of the betrayer's kiss. The hurt of friends denying any relationship or connection to protect themselves. The pain of a repentant betrayer coming back and saying, "I'm sorry," and the cold cruelty of repentance being refused by religious leaders. The detachment from responsibility of someone with power who could make a difference. The jabbering taunts of the crowds in their own pockets and bubbles, distancing themselves from suffering by belittling and mocking. And then, like a breath of fresh air, there is Joseph of Arimathea, one spark of kinder humanity at the very end. Joseph, like any who put themselves at risk, the outsider, the healthcare worker on the line today, the surprising kindly neighbor or stranger. Like the Good Samaritan, the one not really expected to help, but pouring himself out anyway. Joseph gave of himself, emptied something of himself, for the one that he found himself calling master, teacher, savior, friend, Lord, because he was stirred by love and sorrow and hope for that love to continue and to be remembered with reverence. Go, friends, meditate and think deeply on these readings and on these things. Where in your life have you been fickle? Where have you seen human fickleness? Where in your life have you sought an escape that left others hanging, or denied association with people and causes you actually cared about, or refused responsibility, or played at indifference and detachment at the cost of others, or succumbed to the behavior of the crowd? Where have you chosen to follow a path willfully, intentionally? When have you chosen to follow a path intentionally that involved emptying yourself purposefully for the sake of others? It is this interesting mix of purposeful, tenacious self-giving and self-emptying that seems to be at the very heart of God. And really, doesn't that make sense? This is the God from whom all creatures come. All being flows, all creativity pours out across the universe and throughout our world and into everything that is. This is the very heart of God, to be endlessly, purposefully, tenaciously giving of self and emptying of self and pouring out of self, God's own self, for all that God loves. All creation, including every human of every type, no matter what. To follow Jesus is to learn to choose this path, and to fail, and to falter, and to begin again, because we find Jesus reaching to us to forgive and heal and set on our feet again, saying once again, come, follow me, come, follow me. On this day, this is what I want you to hear, that Christ Jesus came into the world and entered this city with purpose and resolve. That Christ Jesus rode into a sea of fickle human passion that would at one time claim him as king and in another moment drive him from the city and do everything possible to obliterate him. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save all of us, all of us. And that Christ Jesus, God the eternal Word, made a choice from all eternity to give up everything for our sake. Jesus did not simply submit as a cowering figure, passively giving up any will. At every moment, Jesus is making choices. Jesus is riding into the storm. Jesus is calling the betrayer's game for what it is. Jesus is willingly and willfully refusing to play the schemer's game or the ruler's game of chess. Jesus is choosing to turn the questions at every moment, holds up the mirror before others. At the heart of Christ is immense courage to choose such a path and to follow that path with such calm, such submission, willful submission, and self-emptying because of love. Have we followed Christ in this way in our lives? How have we followed Christ in this way? How have we failed? How are we called to follow Christ in this way, giving up ourselves on purpose and with purpose? As it says in Philippians, let this same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Let this same mind be in you. My friends, fellow followers of Jesus, this is our path. It flies in the face of all else around us in our self-absorbed society and world. It's the path of grace. Oh God, grant us the courage to move forward with your Son through this Holy Week and through the rest of our lives, that this path of grace may be opened wider and wider in more and more places. Amen.